Unit 7, text. Several neighbors hoped to find safety in the only bomb shelter on their street when an announcement comes over the radio that enemy missiles are approaching. Can it shelter all of them? Does its owner let them in? Here is the story. The Shelter, Rod Serling. Synopsis of Act 1. On a summer evening, a birthday celebration is going on at Dr. Stockton's. Among those present are his neighbors, the Hendersons, the Weisses, and the Harlows. In the midst of it comes unexpectedly over the radio the announcement of the President of the United States declaring a state of emergency for suspected enemy missiles approaching. The party breaks up and the neighbors hurry home. However, shortly afterwards, they return one after another to the Stockton house for the simple reason that they want to survive, want to share with the Stocktons the bomb shelter, which is the only one on their street. Act 2, abridged. Outside Stockton home.
It'll land any minute. I just know it. It's going to land any minute.
What are we going to do? Throughout above and following dialogue, a portable radio carried by one of the children carries the following announcement.
This is Conrad. This is Conrad. We are still in a state of yellow alert. If you are a public official or government employee with an emergency assignment or a civil defense worker, you should report to your post immediately. If you are a public official or government employee...
Jerry, ask again.
Don't waste your time. He won't let anyone in. He said he didn't have any room or supplies there, and it's designed for 3 people.
What'll we do?
Maybe we had to pick up just one basement and go to work on it. Pull all our stuff, food, water, everything.
It isn't fair. He's down there in a bomb shelter completely safe, and our kids have to just wait around for a bomb to drop and...
Let's just go down into his basement and break down the door.
A chorus of voices greet this with assent. As Henderson rushes through toward the basement entrance, Harlow overtakes him, saying,
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. All of us couldn't fit in there. That would be crazy to even try.
Why don't we draw lots? Pick out one family. What difference would it make? He won't let us in.
We can all march down there and tell him he's got the whole street against him. We could do that.
What good would that do? I keep telling you, even if we were to break down the door, it couldn't accommodate all of us. We'd just be killing everybody for no reason. If it saves even one of these kids out here, I call that a reason. The voice comes up again. Jerry, you know him better than any of us. You're his best friend. Why don't you go down again? Try to talk to him. Plead with him. Tell him to pick out one family. Draw lots or something.
One family, meaning yours. Weiss, huh?
Why not? I've got a 3-month-old infant. What difference does that make? Is your baby's life any more precious than our kids? I never said that. If you're going to start trying to argue about who deserves to live more than the next one...
Why don't you shut your mouth, Weiss? That's the way it is when the foreigners came over here. Aggressive, greedy, semi-Americans.
Why, you garbage-brained idiot, you... It still goes, Weiss. I bet you're at the bottom of the list. Weiss suddenly flings himself through the crowd toward the man, and there's a brief hand-to-hand fight between them, broken up by Harlow, who stands between them breathless.
Keep it up, both of you. Just keep it up. We won't need a bomb. We can slaughter each other.
Marty, go down to Bill's shelter again. Ask him. I've already asked him. It wouldn't do any good. Once again, the siren sounds and the people seem to move closer together, staring up toward the night sky. Off in the distance, we see searchlights.
Searchlights? It must be coming closer.
I'm going down there and get him to open up that door. I don't care what the rest of you think. That's the only thing left to do.
He's right. Come on. Let's do it.
Inside the shelter. Grace is holding tight to Paul. Stockton stands close to the door, listening to the noises from outside as they approach. There's a pounding on the shelter door that reverberates. outside the shelter.
Bill? Bill Stockton? You've got a bunch of your neighbors out here who want to stay alive. Now you can open the door and talk to us and figure out with us how many can come in there, or else you can just keep doing what you're doing and we'll fight our way in there.
Harlow appears and pushes his way through the group and goes over to the shelter door. Bill, this is Jerry. They mean business out here.
And I mean business in here. I've already told you, Jerry, you're wasting your time. You're wasting precious time that could be used for something else, like figuring out how you can survive. Why don't we get a big, heavy log to break the door down?
We could go over to Bennett Avenue. Phil Klein has some giant logs in his basement. I've seen them. Let's get one, and we'll just tell Klein to keep his mouth shut as to why we want it. Let's get hold of ourselves. Let's stop and think for a minute.
Nobody cares what you think. You of your kind. I thought I made that clear upstairs. I think the first order of business is to get you out of here.
With this, he strikes out, smashing his fist into Weiss's face in a blow so unexpected and so wild that Weiss, totally unprepared, is knocked against the wall. His wife screams and, still holding the baby, rushes to him. There's a commotion as several men try to grab the neighbor, and Harlow is immediately at Weiss's side trying to help him to his feet. Once again, the sirens blast.
Come on, let's get something to smash this door down.
They start out of the cellar toward the steps. Inside the shelter. Stockton slowly turns to face his wife. The angry, screaming cries of the people ring in their ears even as they depart. Phil, who were those people?
Those people? Those are our neighbors, Grace, our friends, the people we've lived with and alongside for 20 years. Come on, Paul, let's put stuff up against this door, everything we can.
The man and boy then start to pile up a barricade, using furniture, the generator, books, any movable object they can get their hands on. Outside of the shelter. The mob marches down the street carrying a large, heavy log that is perhaps 15 feet long. Their own shouts mix with the sound of the intermittent siren and with the voice of the announcer on the Connellrad station.
We've been asked to once again remind the population that they are to remain calm, stay off the streets. This is urgent. Please remain off the streets. Everything possible is being done in the way of protection, but the military and important civil defense vehicles must have the streets clear. So you're once again reminded to remain off the streets. Remain off the streets.
The minute the mob gathers before the Stockton house, they smash into it, carrying the giant log. They move down the cellar steps. As the log smashes into the shelter door, the siren goes up louder and more piercing, and it is at this moment that we see both Weiss and Harlow join the men on the heavy log to lend their support to it. Inside the shelter. Stockton and Paul lean against it as it starts to give under the weight, under the pressure. The air is filled with angry shouts, the intermittent siren, the cries of women and children. Inside and outside of the shelter. And it all reaches one vast pitch just as the door is forced open. Paul and Stockton are pushed back into the shelter. And just at this moment, the lights go on in the basement. The siren also reaches its top and then suddenly goes off, and there is absolute dead silence for a long moment. Then from the portable radio in the corner comes,
"This is Connellrad. This is Connellrad. Remain tuned for an important message. Remain tuned for an important message. The President of the United States has just announced that the previously unidentified objects have now been definitely identified as being satellites. Repeat, there are no enemy missiles approaching. Repeat, there are no enemy missiles approaching. The objects have been identified as satellites. They are harmless and we are in no danger. Repeat, we are in no danger. The state of emergency has officially been called off. We are in no danger. Repeat, there is no enemy attack. There is no enemy attack."
Thank God. Oh, thank God.
Amen to that. Hey, Marty, I went crazy. You understand that, don't you? I just went crazy. I didn't mean all the things I said. We were so scared, so confused. Well, it's no wonder, really, is it? I mean, well, you can understand why we blew our tops a little.
There's a murmur of voices, a few half-hearted nods, but they're all still in a state of shock.
I don't think Marty's going to hold it against you. I just hope Bill won't hold this against us. We'll pay for the damage, Bill. We'll take up a collection right away.
As Stockton walks past them across the cellar and up toward the stairs, all eyes are on him, and there's an absolute dead silence. We could have a block party or something tomorrow night. A big celebration. I think we deserve one now. He looks around, smiling at the others, a nervous smile, born of a carryover of fear and the realization that something has taken hold of all of them now, something deadening in its effect and disquieting beyond words. Stockton takes a step up on the stairs, then stops and turns back toward them. His face is expressionless.
Block party's not a bad idea. Anything to get back to normal.
Normal? I don't know. I don't know what normal is. I thought I did, but I don't anymore.
I told you would pay for the damages.
The damages? I wonder if we realize just what those damages are. Maybe the worst of them was finding out just what we're like when we're normal. The kind of people we are. Just underneath the surface. I mean all of us. A lot of naked animals who attach such great importance to staying alive that they claw their neighbors to death just for the privilege. We were spared a bomb tonight, but I wonder if we weren't destroyed even without it. He continues up the steps. New words.
Shelter. Synopsis. Celebration. Celebrate. Midst. Missile. Afterwards. Bomb. Abridge. Grab. Dialogue. Portable. Carry. Announcer. Employee. Civil defense. Post. Design. Basement. Hole. Stuff. Chorus. Ascent. Entrance. Overtake. Crazy, accommodate, accommodation, plead, huh, whirl, infant, precious, deserve, illogical, foreigner, aggressive, greedy, semi, idiot, bet, fling, hand to hand, slaughter, siren, searchlight, pounding, pound, reverberate, log, avenue, giant, fist, blast, cellar, depart, departure, barricade, generator, movable, mob, intermittent, remind, urgent, military, vehicle, piercing, pierce, give, pitch, tune, definitely, definite, identify, harmless, harm, bruise, clot, amen, hey, scare, gesture, murmur, half-hearted, wreckage, shaky, block party, carry over, realization, deaden, disquiet, phony, laughter, desperately, desperate, underneath, naked, claw, stairway, destroy.
Phrases and expressions.
In the midst of, break up, grab hold of, get hold of, take hold of, break down, fit in, draw lots, make a difference, make the difference, come up, head for, figure out, or else, mean business, pile up, get one's hands on, in the way of, go on, go off, call off, blow one's top, hold against, take up, born of.
Proper names.
Stockton, Henderson, Marty Weiss, Jerry Harlow, Connell Rad, Yellow Alert, Grace, Paul, Bennett Avenue, Phil Klein.